Okay, I want to share something that I found with you guys really quickly. So I'm going to give you some backstory. So back in 2021, in December, I had this vision board party going into the new year. And I invited a few of my friends, and it ended up being six of us, me, four of my friends, and one of our friends bought a friend. So it turned out really, really well because my table seat six, so that was perfect. And I supplied everything, the boards, I had a bunch of cutouts, which they brought extra stuff, so we had a whole bunch to pick from. And I made everyone these little gift bags, and actually, crazy, I received some gifts, so I thought that was the sweetest thing. And we had food and wine, of course. And at the very end, I had them to write a letter to themselves that I would mail to them the following year. And I did. And I just found the letter that I wrote to myself, so I want to share it. It says, "Powerful woman, 2020 was a powerful year. 2021, you felt powerless, but you never really lose your power. It's okay to go within. Your strength is within. That's where you love yourself the strongest. You spent the entire 2022 rebuilding and strengthening in a safe way your power to manifest, power in spirituality, power in self, power in love, power in connections, power in creativity, power in sex, power of your higher self. Explore you more, be kind, and be gentle." So, I mailed this at the end of the year because that's when we wrote it. So we wrote this in the end of 2021, and I mailed it at the end of 2022, and everything that I said I did as far as rebuilding and strengthening and going within and loving myself more and paying attention to myself more and finding my power in all of these areas that I felt it was lost from time prior, right? I was successful. And so I just wanted to share that because it made me smile today. Disclaimer for what you're about to hear. This is not my original work. You have probably heard this on one of the social platforms, but when I found this letter, I was also scrolling at the same time of going through this journal of mine, and its card fell out. And at the time, this was playing. So I wanted to record it in my own voice. Because remember, I'm putting things here that I also come back and listen to. And I feel like my letter was me calling back my power. And so I hope that this next affirmation serves you.
I call my power back to me from every person, place, and entity, from every space, portal, time, and dimension, from every connection, attachment, and vessel where I left it. Anyone and anything that is attempting to cipher my energy, you do not have my consent to use my vitality, and I call my power back to me. I now release that which is not my own. I lay down the weight that doesn't belong to me as well as the weight that does. I forgive all things, all people, and all others. I forgive myself, and I call my power back to me from every person, place, and entity, from every space, portal, and time dimension, from every connection, attachment, and vessel where I left it. I call my power back to me.